We are on Daf Tzadik Aleph from the base,
a few lines from the bottom. Omar Rami Bachome, Uven Shemochal Soda Leshimin Shalei Bachais.
Uven sold a field to Shimin without a chayis. He wasn't Mekabel a chayis. So Rashi says, Kol Mishit Refende Miyodcho Afilu Bedin. That's the agreement. I'm not mekabel any achayis. They'll take away from you the kalke. That'll be your problem. Now, Shimon purchased the kalke, and now he resold it to Reuven b'achayis. So Rashi says, Amocha l'ruven, Bailam harishainim, b'chayis. What's the chayis? Shekol mishit refeno bedin, yifatzenu lo, if this will be taken away from Reuven. So Shimon is achroi, and they'll give him back to Dmei HaMekach. Ba'osa balchoiv de Reuven. Now the Baal Chayv, the Reuven, came, the Kotorif Leiminei, and he took away this karke from Reuven. So Rami Baal Chome said, Dinohu, the Ozo Shimon Amavzilei. So now Shimon has to pay Reuven the Dmei HaMekach. That means he was Mekabel HaChayis. Let us see Rashi. Ba'osa Baal Chayv, the Reuven. Shahoya shtoroi kaidem lemachira rishayna shemocha Reuven leshemin. The Baal Chayv had a shtar mugdem before the whole mechira to Shemin. Ve'ilu bo umotza biyat Shemin, if he would have seen it biyat Shemin, ochinami avatorif lo. He would have taken it away from Shemin also. The karke is meshubit to him. Dino da ozel Shimon omavsilei. So Shimon is mechuyev to reimburse him. Kishem. She'ilu mocha Shimon ze le'ish acher ba'achayis. What would be the din if Shimon would have sold this kalke to Levi? Ba'achayis. Ubo ba'alchayiv deruvim v'toyofo. Hoye Shimon mefatzei. That pshat the upmach, that if this karka will be nitrof al pidin, I'm going to pay you for it. Va'al Reuven lo yuchal achzer. Now Shimon can't be teveya from Reuven that you should pay me the money I paid you. Shrei shloi b'chayis lo k'chay menu. Is because he bought it without a chayis. Reuven told him, clear, not accepting a chayis will be taken away from you. Is kach shemocha l'Reuven. So now Shimon did not sell it to Levi. But that would be a klora halacha. If Shimon would sell it to Levi, and he was mekabel a chayis, however will be taken away, bedine, I'll reimburse you. So what's the difference if he sold it to Levi or if he sold it back to Reuven? Kach shemocha l'Reuven atzmo yifatzaloi. So he has to reimburse him because he was mekabel achayis. That is what Rami Bachome said. Omar lei Rove. So Rove said, no, I wish to disagree with you. Nehei da chayis da alme kobil olei. That is true. The achrayis that will come me alma, not because of him. And that means if he would sell it to Levi, so Zichu would have to pay Levi the Dmei HaMekach that Levi gave to him. He was mekabel on himself achrayis d'alma, aber achrayis d'nav shimi kabel olay. But this is understood that if the whole Gviye, the whole tilfa is because of you, So when I'm selling it to you, I wasn't mekabel achayus on that transaction. Let us see Rashi. Nehei the achayus the alma kol ha'orim aleo shaloi machmas ruvein kibel alei shimen. When he sold it back to Reuven, Rashi learns that any other achayus that will occur with this kalke and will be taken away from Reuven because of this, he was mekabel. Achayus the nafshe iru haboloi machmas atzmoi, that is echa wasn't mekabel. So that's how Rove is choylik on Rami Bachome. Umay the Rove. But Rove is moide beruven sheyorash sode meyakid. But what will be the din? A similar case that Reuven yarshened a field from Yaakov. Umocho leshimin sheloi ba'achayis. And he sold it to Shimon sheloi ba'achayis. Ba'osu shimin umocho leruven ba'achayis. Va'osu balchoiv di Yaakov v'katorif leimine. Now the balchoiv of Yaakov was teiref this karke from Reuven. Is dinohu dozo Shimon amavzi leiminei. So now Shimon will have to reimburse him. My time hereof is also made. My time balchoiv de Yaakov ke balchoiv da almedomi. This is not Reuven's balchoiv. This is not achayis de the nafshe, this is achayis, that means that this is, the karka was meshubet to the balchoiv, the Yaakov. What is the difference if someone would have sold it to Reuven, and he had a balchoiv? So this would be nichlal, and then Reuven sold it to Shimon, and Shimon sold it back to Reuven. So then it would be zicher nichlal in the achayis that Shimon was mekabel. So the balchoiv of Yaakov is also kebalchoiv da almedomi. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kebalchoiv da almedomi. Hamoirer oleho. Shaloi machmas Reuven. If someone will be me'ira not because of Reuven, ela machmas mishel mochalei Reuven tchile. Let's say someone sold it to Reuven, and the balchoiv of that meicher is me'ira on the karka. Uchishay, shim lokcha Reuven milevi. If Reuven would have purchased this karka from Levi, Yomocho leShimon she'enei ochiv, this she'enei ochiv is problematic. So, others I think are not kairis this. Yomocho leShimon she'loi b'chayis. He sold it to Shimon she'loi b'chayis. If Reuven purchased that karka from Levi, he sold it to Shimon she'loi b'chayis. V'chozo Shimon amocho l'ruven b'chayis. Ubo balchoiv de Levi, akoidem l'shtar mechir rishayna. V'teir from Reuven, tzorich Shimon l'fatzoise. So that's poshet. That Shimon will have to pay Reuven, shei b'chayis mocho. He sold it back to Reuven, b'chayis. V'hu lokho, and he purchased it, Shimon purchased it, Shaloi b'achayis. So that's poshet. That achayis da al mekibel. That means if the Levi's balchoiv would be goive this karke from Reuven, so that's for sure that Shimon will be achroi to pay Reuven. That's the tais achayis da al mekibel olo. So, av kshe yorsha Reuven miyakev. So if Reuven yashin it me Yaakov, umocha, ubo balchoiv de Yaakov, now the balchoiv de Yaakov is coming to take it away from Reuven, yifatzenu Shimon. That Rove is moide. So what is the chiddush of Rove? I mean, that's a dover posh, it seems. Balchoiv de Levi is a dover posh that Shimon will have to pay him. So Balchoiv de Yaakov is just like Balchoiv de Levi. So what's the chiddush? I mean, it's posh. So Rashi says a word here. V'loy emrinen de Reuven kare de vuahu. There'd be a svara to say that Reuven is kare de vuah. V'achai is the Reuven lekibul alei Shimon, that Shimon was not mekabul, v'achai is of Reuven. So kamash malon, you don't say this lomdus. Now I'd like to elaborate a little, what is this hava mina of kare de vuah, and we don't say it. There's an Esameach per Gvov Milchus Mechira Aloche Yud Beis. I'd like to elaborate a little on what he says with a little Agdome. We had learned before Hamoicher Shtachiv Lechaveiroi Bechozer Umochloi Mochu, that if someone, if Reuven sells a shtar chayv that he had on Shimon, he sells it to Levi, and then Reuven is moichel Shimon, so it's mochu. So the Ran says, why is it that way? How do we understand such a halacha? He sold it to Levi, so how is he bekoyach to be moichel the chayv? So the Ran explains that there are two shibudim, there's a shibud nechosim, there's a shibud haguf. The shibud nechosim can't be sold. The shibud haguf cannot be sold, so the shibud haguf, Shimon, Reuven still possesses the shibud haguf. Shimon is mishubitim to pay up the chayv. The shibud nechosim belongs to Levi. Now, when Reuven is Meichel Shimon, so it's Nifka the Shibud Aguf, so Memele, so the Loiv is not Mechuyiv anymore to pay. So there's a klal kol heichad, the Leka Loive, Leka Orev, Nichsei the Inish Inen Arevin Loiv. The kalke that is Meshubet to pay up Shimon's Chavis is because that's an Orev to pay up. That's why Reuven lent Shimon, because he relied on the karkois of Shimon, that they'll guarantee the payment of the chayv. So that's like Reuven lends money, and then and the Levi is an orif. So he lends because Levi guaranteed the payment. So nichse dinishin and arevilai. But the minute he's Michael Shimon, so there's no life anymore. There's no life, so there's no Orev. So automatically, the Shibud Nechosim, which had been sold to Levi, becomes bottle, because there's no life, there's no Orev. Now, the Ran is Mo'irer Ha'orev. If that is the case, Shemes Loive, so what is the din when the loive died? Afal pi sheshibud gufoi nifka. There's also no shibud aguf. The loive died. Shibud nechosov loipoka. But here we don't say this lomdus. We just said before, when Reuven is moichel Shimon, shibud nechosov becomes nifka. But when Shimon dies, the shibud nechosim and his nechosim is not nifka. Lefi sheiker arvuson shel nechosim binyin zehu. So the Ran explains, because this is the Ika Arvis of the Nechosim. Shekolz man shelo yimotzei haloive sheyer le nechosa v'yifcha mehem. The Arvis of the Nechsei haloive is that if the loive will not be around, what's that, he's not around, he skipped town, he went to Medina Sayom, or he left this world, but he's not around. So that is the Arvis. That is the Arvis. And that the Malva relied on the Nechosin, that whenever the loive will not be around, so human from the Yore. So, was gave me on that the loive died. Now, what is Pshat and the Ran? We have to understand the Ran. The Ran is not poshut. I mean, here it's the Ka'avis and the, when he's Meichelim, that then you say Kalecha the Leka Loive Leka Orif, and here when he died is also Leka Loive. He's not around anymore. Zika Orif. So the Ktsois in Simen Samach Vov, Sivkot Mechavov, explains as follows. The Arvuson Shal Nechosim, the Arvus of the Nechosim is, Shekolzman Shaloi Yeitze Haloive Yedei Chevosai. That means, the Arvus is, if the Loive will not pay up his Chayv, Sheyere L'Nechosov V'Yifra Mehem. So that's the Arvus. If the loive won't pay up, he won't pay up because he doesn't have money, he won't pay up because he skipped town, he won't pay up because he left this world, but he didn't pay up his chayv. That's the orit. Avolim pora haloive. He says, what if the loive paid up? Oy shem mochaloi hamalve da havikipiroin. So he says, amoyre de kolomdis. That mechile is equivalent to piloy. I'm mechil you, so just like the chayv got paid up already. So the ktsay says pshat and the ran, that there's a difference between when the loive died, or when the malva was mechil the loive. When the loive died, so that is not mafkir the chayv, there's still a chayv to pay. You're not around to pay. Not around to pay. Salmon from the Orev. That is that the whole Orev was made for this purpose. If you're mechuyev to pay and you're not around the capable to pay. But if the loive paid, or mechila, which is equivalent to poor, there's no chiv anymore. There's no chiv anymore. Fashteitzach, there's no Orev. That's how the ktsay says pshat in the Ram. Now the Tumim et Simen Samach Vov Sivkot Mem Gimel also asks the Kashe. This Kashe, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that Kol Heichad the Leka Loive Leka Orev, so he asks this Kashe, so what happens when the Loive dies? So how can you bump from the Nechosim? There's no Loive, there's no Orev. Now the Tumim says, Amu'im de Keteretz. So the Tumim says, the Bemeis Loive, when the Loive dies, Kshe Yoyresh Zoyche Benachosim, when the Yoyresh of the Loive is Zoyche Benachosim, Af Hu Mishtabed K'moy Loive Be'atzmoy. That means when the Yerush Yarshins and the Nechosim come over with an obligation. You Yarshined the Nechosim of the father, of the Meirish, but you Yarshined the obligation of the Meirish also. Va'olov mutar lifroya k'moy oviv haloiva. There's a shibud aguf. There's a shibud aguf that the Yerush becomes mechuyev through yashening the nechosim. The Yerush becomes mechuyev. That is the only reason why the Nechosim are Mishabit. So now, we will appreciate Rashi, we'll look at Rashi now in a Moiridic light. So according to the Tumim, the only reason, let's speak about the case of our Gemara. Yaakov died, and Reuven Yashin the Nechosim. And the Balchoiv of Yaakov is coming to be Goiva from Reuven. So we have here the Tumim's Kasha, Balchoiv, how can you come and be Goiva from Reuven? There's no Shibud Aguf, Yaakov died. So what's emphasis to Tumim? Yaakov died. But the Shibud Aguf goes over to Reuven. So Reuven is mechuyev to pay Yaakov's chayv. So that is why he came on from the Nechosim. Zuchter Sameach, Samemela, so Rashi said, I'm going to get a bomb over here. So Rashi said, but now let's appreciate what Rav is telling us. Rav said as follows. If the Baal Chayv of Reuven will be goive the karke from Reuven, Shimon was never mekabel achayis, because achayis denavshei lekibelov, and was never mekabel to pay if the karke will be taken away because of your chiyuvim. Any other chiyuvim I'll pay, but if because of your chiyuvim, I never agreed to pay you. So now Khan Shoyel Aben, why does now the Baal Chayv take away the karka from Reuven? You know why he takes away the karka from Reuven? Because Reuven owes the money. There's a Shibud Aguf from Reuven to the Baal Chayv. If not, there wouldn't be a Shibud Nechosim. That's what Rashi is saying. It's a Moiridik Ezach. Shimon Reuven owes the Baal Chayv of Yaakov. And because of that, he's taking away the Nechosim. So there'd be a moiridik and mokim to say, this is achayis to nafshe, please, because of your chiyuvim, I wasn't mekabel achayis. And this is considered your chiyuv. This is not your father's chiyuv. This is your chiyuv. Because your father's chiyuv is nifka ready. So there's a moiridik echidish that Rova was machadish, the kiven da keil bo al yidei yerushas hanechosim. That means, upshat, I borrowed the money. This whole chiv came through that arayashin to nechosim. Through the yerushas hanechosim, I became mechuyiv to pay my father's chayiv. That doesn't fall into the category of achayis to nafshe. Esachayis the Navshe Loikibo means if you're the direct Sibbe, why it is being taken away from you? Because you borrowed the money. So then Shimon was never mekabel such a thing. But if you're not the direct, the Sibbe of Chiv is because Yaakov borrowed money. Now Taka Yumachuyiv to pay, and that's why it's so Meshubit. But this doesn't fall into the category of a chayis de navshe. This is equivalent to a chayis de alme. That the loche is that Shimon was mekabel. So that is what Rashi is telling us. A boy redik echidish. Leimrin in the Reuven kare de vuhu. Va a chayis de Reuven loikibel alay Shimon. So it's a boy redik echidish. That's the chidish of Rova. We don't say such a thing. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Oma Romi Bachome. Reuven shemochar soda l'shimen b'chayis. Reuven sold a soda l'shimen b'chayis. V'zokav olov b'milven. Now, Shimon did not pay for the karka as yet. Not only didn't he pay for the karka, it was Zokav Olav B'milve, which means that we consider ki'ilu the karka was paid up, and we made a besondere chayv, I owe you money, this amount, what he owed for the karka, was zok von olo b'milv, we made a shtar chayv, I owe you this and this amount. So the karka is a paid up karka, and I owe you this amount of money. Fine. Umeis Reuven. So now we have here a situation that Reuven was mekabel achayis on the karka, if the karka will be nitra from Shimon. In Shimon, the vial did not pay for the karka. Umeis Reuven. The Reuven died. For also Bal Chayv de Reuven. Now the Bal Chayv of Reuven came, the Kotorif lo Mishimin. So the Bal Chayv of Reuven is coming, he wants to take the karka away from Shimon. This karka is Meshubet to me. The Reuven borrowed the money before he sold it to you, so Mamel, I want to take away this karka. Upai say Bizuzi. So Shimon went, and he said, take the value of the karka, and let us perhaps elaborate a little. He told him, let me tell you a story. I as yet did not pay for this karka. I owe money to Reuven for this karka. Fine. Now, when I'm going to give the money to Reuven to this karka, and you'll take away this karka, he'll give me back the money. So it's because he was mekabel achayis. So memele, so I now oimid bimkaim Reuven. I want to pay up Reuven's chayiv. I am paying up this with this money instead of giving it to Reuven and getting back the money from Reuven. So, afuchi matarta lomali, here's the money, and I'm paying up Reuven's chayv. This should be considered to you kilo Reuven pora esachayv. So, now we may with the karke. Upaise bezuze. Dinahu, the omri lei b'nei Reuven, the b'nei Reuven can tell Shimon, Rabbi Yid, I have news for you. Anan metaltali shavak avun gaboch. You owed us money. You have to pay, it was akdol v'milvi, you owe us money. Now, this money is metaltalin. You owe us metaltalin. Now, this money is bechlal not meshubit to the Bal Chayv. That means the money you owe us is metaltli diyasmi. So you had no right to say you're paying for Reuven. Whatever money that we're speaking about that Reuven, we should consider that Reuven possesses, is metaltli diyasmi, and metaltli diyasmi le mishtabdi. So memele, so between you and me, Rabbi, the zachas azoi, he should have taken away the karka, and that karka is meshubet. You can't pay for Reuven, because Reuven doesn't owe many money now. Reuven's dead, and this money which you owe us, and you can't take this money, and the pay up Reuven's chayv with this, because there's no chayv to pay up Reuven's chayv. So you gave him the money, that's your cheshbin. It's not about, but you still owe us money. You still owe us money. And again, we also don't owe you for what the karka, that means, theoretically, if we would have taken away the karka. So, you know what the din would be? You owe us money for the karka. We're not mechuyev to pay the achrayis that our father was mekabel for the karka, because metaltli diyasmi levishtabdi lebal chayv. So Mamela, Rabbi Yid, is fafala. That's, you have to suffer. So now, whatever you did is not a skalton, that you paid up for our father. I mean, our father doesn't, the father's chayv does not have to be paid up from the money which is owed to him. That's metaltli the yasmi. So mamela, you owe us the money. That's what Rami Bachome said. So you owe us the money. Omar Rove. So Rove said, they're right. I mean, but if it'll be a pikeach, magveluna la you are. He'll, look, I owe you, you're right, I owe you money for the karka. I'm gonna pay you back with karka. From others, we see Tepshatas will pay them back with that karka that he purchased to begin with. That's what the Raibit says. Magveluna la you are. And then after he'll pay them up with karke, now he's going to go and say, oh, now you have karke. Oh, till now you were telling me that you didn't yarshin karke from your father. You only yarshin metal to the yasmu lemishtabdi lebochoy. I'm giving you back this karke now, this karke from your father, that's meshubit. For the Achai, she was Mekabel. But the Govel Aminayu ke Rav Nachman. Nama Rav Nachman, Nama Rabbe Baravua. Yisaymim she Govu karke b'choy v'savim. Yisaymim wa goy v'karke b'choy v'savim. That means Yisaymim did not have any karkois left over from their father. In La'acha Mises Aviyim, they were goive from one loive. Karke is Balchoiv, Choizer, v'goive oisemehem. So now the Balchoiv of their father will be goive this karke from them. We'll see in Rashi, and we'll elaborate a little what's pshat in this halacha. So memele, but al-kaponim, it says over here, if they received that karke, that the reason that they're getting this karke is because this is a payment of a choiv that was to their father. So memela, another bal choiv cannot be goive from this karke. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, bezok von olov bemilve. Shloinosan loy shimin demei asod, shimin did not pay him for it. Helakosov loy shtar choyv aleim. He wrote a shtar choyv. Upai say bezuzi, bemois demei asod, shoyachayv liyasmi, the money which he owed to the Yisaymi. Pious as Hanoishe, Pious as Hanoishe, so he was Mephias the Noishe, Bishvil Ruven, but this is for Ruven, Shebachayis Mocholoi, because Ruven sold it to him Bachayis. Now, the Marsho explains Rashi as follows, that Rashi held, that Emerson, if the Baal Choyv comes to Shimon, and Shimon midaita dinafshi wants to give him money, so the Lekeach cannot be misal to Baal Choyv bezuzi. The kark is meshubet to me, a guten tog. I don't have anything to do, I'm taking my shibut. The loiva could be misalik bezuzi, but not the balchayv. That's what the Marsha said, that's what Rashi held. So Rashi had a meirdike problem, what should opai say balchayv bezuzi? So therefore Rashi to say a dreidel. That he's coming to him and telling us, Pius Asanoisha Bishvil Ruven Shabachayas Mocholoi. That means like this. This money really has to be given to Ruven. And Ruven owes me back the money. So this money will, so it's Keilu, Ruven is paying up. This is Ruven's money. Like I paid up Ruven, then I got back the money, and we're paying you up to Chayv with this money. And Ruven can be Mesalik Yubizuz. That's how the Mashal says Pshat Mirash. So the Yisaimim can tell Shimon, Metaltali Shovik Avungaboch, that our father left over by you only Metaltlan. Vohoyo Balchoiv Shalovinu Mesulak Mimenu. The Balchoiv is Mesulak Mimenu, Shain Lonu Kak. We don't have any Kalke. Vahamois, that you owe our father, that our father possessed by you, Lehoyo Lachlite, you had no right to give this money for the Choy. The Metaltli, the Yasmi, Lehmishtabdi, Lebal Choy. That's number one. So paying up the choiv, this is not, the father did not have to pay the choiv. Va'ato gamat ein loch lachzaleinu al achayis, and you can't mun from us achayis, v'ishe ein lonu kalke me'avino. We didn't yashin a kalke, so we are mesulik from all obligations that our father had, to pay up his balchoiv, to pay up the, to be achroi on this mekach. We are mesulik from all these things, but Reb Yid, you owe us money for the kalke. That's zakman olo b'milva. Is therefore magvelu hu'are, is Salovis said, so that was Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama is finished. He's avkaak the tzoris. And he has to pay them for the kalke. And Rava says no. If he's a pikeach, he could avoid this problem. Magvulu are kshetavu ayisaimim, that the yisaimim atavayim, listen, you owe us money. Yifralem kalke, so let them pay kalke bidmei hamois. Vahodo govi minayu, and then humon from them, bishvil achayis avir. Oh, you have karke, and your father was mekabel achayis to pay for the, if will be nitraf mimeni, so bemele, now I'm going to be going from this karke. So Rashi says, what's pshat he can mum from this kalke? They'll tell him, lo yirash no kalke zemi avinu. What are you talking about? This kalke never belonged to our father. You just gave us this kalke. Fine, yashikoyach, you're paying up the choyv, but this is not a yirushi me avinu. So memele, this kalke never became mishubid for you, that you should pay up the choyv. We got it. You owe us money, so the Amaluhu Ayidei Shibud Choiv Avichem Bo Lochem. He says, what right do you have to take this kalke? I'll tell you why. You know, because this kalke, what I'm giving you, was Meshubit to your father. That means I possess this kalke. According to Rashi, it could be, we don't have to say that speaking about this was the kalke. Nim kalke, it was another kalke. He had possessed a kalke, bishas was zokvan olo b'milve. And this kalke became mishubid to your father. Ayidei shibud, the omalu ayidei shibud choiv avichem bo lochem. So, what right do you have to this kalke? Because the shibud that your father possessed in my kalke went over by Yerusha. This kalke was meshubit to your father, And now you're being goyve the karka and meshubit to your father. V'rehi lochem ki yerushas karka shalokach avichem b'chayv. So what's the difference? If your father would have purchased a karka b'chayv, and then your father would have died. So then we understand I can be goyve that karka, because the karka that the father had possessed b'chayv, that karka became mishubit to me for my chayv. That means it was mekabel achayis, so the karka that belonged la'avichem, to Reuven, b'chayv, that became mishubit to me. So he says, I'll tell you, your father possessed a karka b'chayv. What's the karka he possessed? He possessed a shibud in my karka. So he possessed a shibud in my karka, so that shibud l'chayre became mishubit to me. B'chayot. So memele, so now that you're being goyve the shibud, you're yashning the shibud from your father, so you're yashening a karka that was mishubit to me, that belonged to your father b'chayot. So that became nishtabit to all the bali chayvis of your father. So it's mishubit to me, because he owes me a chayis. The Gemara brings a raya, bal chayv shalavim, chayze v'goyva oise mehem. Kilo noflo lehem mamish b'yerush, like it's equivalent ki ilo is noflo lehem b'yerush. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Rashi. Nachsach, it's a shvera Rashi. And before I speak about this Rashi, I'd like to mention a Gemara in Psochem, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara Psochim Daf Lamed Aleph brings down this memory that Yisaimim Shigovu Karka Bechayv Esaviyim Bal Chayv Chayze V'Goyva Yisameyem. So the Gemara has a problem. What is pshat in this? The Gemara says Tehevi kinechosim shekonu yasmi. Well, what's pshat in this? When the Yisaimim agoyve akarka mi balchoiv da'aviyim, from the loiv of their father. So, now they're getting the karka. The father never possessed the karka. Now they're getting the karka. So how could the balchoiv of their father be goyve this karka? This is like the Gemara did not understand this memory of Rabbi Baravua. Well, what right? This isn't the father's karka. The father never possessed this karka. This is their karka. So their karka became a shubit for the father's chayvitz. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from this l'mafreyu goyve. What's the taish l'mafreyu goyve? L'mafreyu goyve means that when someone lends money in Nissan, and he's goyve the karka in Tishrei, so I say, when he gets the karka in Tishrei, it's kilo the karka was his in Nissan. And we say that the money was not the mei halvo, it was the mei mekach. If it ended up that the loive did not pay up, he's not paying up money, so then we consider the money that was given in Nissan to the loive is like, it's kesef mechira for this karka. So it comes out when he's goive in Tishrei the karka, we say that it was his from Eshchedish Nissan. That shitas abai that holds a mafreyo goive. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya to Abaye from this memory. Now we understand the memory beautifully. Yisaimim shegovu karka b'chayvus aviyah. So when they were goyve the karka, So we say, l'mafreyehu goyve, that when they get it, so it's ki'ilu, it was their father's b'chayev. No, it was the father's b'chayev. So the shteitzach, b'alchayev shalavim chayzev goyve oisemehem, because now we see, yachaynoy da'adova, the father possessed kalke b'chayev. So became mishubet to his balchoy. So now the yisoyimim have kalke that they yashin from their father. That's if you hold the mafreyu goyim. Frek the gemore, but if you hold mikanu lahabahu goyim, that means that the kalke first becomes the malvis when he's goyim the kalke. Till then it wasn't the malvis. That's rove. So the Gemara asks, according to Rove, Tehevi ki kalke shekonu yasmi. So now they got a kalke. So how could the balchoiv of their father be goive from this kalke? This is a Gemara's akashe. And the Gemara answers, al shibude de ravnosin. That the Baal Chayv of their father, just like he was Meshubed to their father, he's Meshubed also to this Ashibud, Bechaye Hamalve. That means we have like this. We have a Malve Rishain. We have a loive rishin who's a malve sheni, and a loive sheni. That is the case of shibuda de ravnos. Now the loive sheni owes the malve sheni. The malve sheni who's the loive rishin owes the malve rishin. That is shibuda de ravnos. Is ki heiche de mishtabde. La avuchain mishtabde nami lebal choiv da avuchain. Which means, in other words, that bechaye hamalve, when the father was still alive, since the malvis, a loive to the malvarishin, so the malvarishin acquired a shibud benichsei haloi v'sheini. That means because the loi v'sheini owes the mal v'sheini, the mal v'sheini owes the mal v'rishin. So we learn out shibudet the Rav Noson that he acquired a shibud benichsei haloi v'sheini. So memele he's goive this karke because of the shibud he possessed. That is Shibude de Rav Noson. Now, it is Meiridik interesting. So, Akapon, this is a Gemara Psochem. This is a Gemara Psochem that the Gemara understood this aloha either one of two ways. Either we hold the Mafreyu Gaive, or we hold Shibude de Rav Noson. That's the only way we can understand this halacha. I'd just like to mention one ha'ore, and then we'll come back to Rashi. Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Kufnin Tesom at Aleph, klaus ha'shaile is roi mishtabit, which means as follows. If a loive has nechosim that's roi lovoi elov. It's not his yet, but it's roi lovoi elov. And later, he dies, and the yorshim yarshin it. This, since Bechayov was roi lovoi elov, did this become mishubet to his balchoy? This is a whole Shaklavatai in the Shail. So Taisvis says, oh, I have enough on the Raya. Yisoymim shegovu karka b'choyv esaviyem, b'alchoyv choyze v'goyv oisemem. So Tosis understood, how does this work? This worked because the nichsei, haloi v'hasheni, was mishubed to the loi v'arishin. That's roi lo v'yelov, and this became mishubed to his malve. So Memele, and now that he died, and they were going for the Karka, is, so we see that Roy is Mishubit, as Isaac Tois. So Tois says, no, they're called Sot Shibuddha Darav Nosson. There's another parsha. Shibuddha Darav Nosson says nothing to do with Roy Mishtabit. That means the Shibud is not because it became the Nichsei Loiver Horishain that became Mishubit as Malbe. No, now the Nichsei Loiver Sheni becomes Meshubet to the Malva Shibuddha the Rav Nosson. Now, there's a Moira de Keshverkeit and Rashi when Rashi explains